The first book of poetry Leticia Cruz ever owned was by José Martí, the Cuban revolutionary. The book was a gift from her grandmother. Their family had come from Cuba when Leticia was 5. After that, Leticia started writing her own poetry.
I imagined you standing alone on our covered balcony where nothing but old plants waited to be watered. It was.
But she can't imagine focusing solely on her writing. She works as a marketing coordinator for a communications firm.
I really like having a job that's outside of writing. If that was my job, I think I would be really stressed about that. Because it's not that way, it's something that I always look forward to. It doesn't stress me out. It, like, alleviates any stress.
Poetry isn't her job, but it's what she studied in college. She estimates she owes around $70,000 in student loans. And a good chunk of that was for a master's in fine arts. But she says it's money she's happy to have spent.
My sisters both at some point went out and got these fancy cars. The MFA was my fancy car. And there's like no amount of debt that would make me feel like I shouldn't have done it.
Every morning, Beatriz Fernandez spends a few solid hours at her desk.
A lot of times it's really hard to drive myself to work. It's hard to interrupt the process. You just want to stay until you're done.
Fernandez isn't simply trying to squeeze in a little writing outside the office. She considers her poetry a whole other career.
I hear my name never passes your lips since our parting hour. Perhaps you fear you will conjure up some trace of my spirit, using the rule of naming in your power.
But around 1 or 2 o'clock, she's forced to close her laptop and head to her job as a reference librarian at Florida International University. Fernandez relies on her FIU paycheck, plus her husband's. He's an astronomy professor. Which is a good thing, she says, because sometimes she only earns $20 for publishing a poem.
Canary, why do you berate me with your idiot warble? What truth is there in your story? I know Pythagoras. I know Punnett squares. I know whales were exiled from the air, so their mournful Byzantine songs resound now over the drab Appalachia of ocean bottom.
Swinder Bellina has found a way to combine his art and his career. He's the newest assistant professor of English and creative writing at the University of Miami.
My goal was always to be a university teacher of some kind.
Bellina says the notion of the poet in the academy is a relatively recent development. Many poets considered to be the greats had nothing to do with academia. William Carlos Williams was a doctor. Wallace Stevens was an insurance executive, and Gertrude Stein was independently wealthy.
You have an independent source of income and you're writing on your side. You may feel more liberated to do what you want in your poems. You might take greater risks. You don't have the same kind of publication pressure.
Before becoming a professor, Bellina earned his money as a bartender, a book editor, a webmaster, anything that left him time to write.
I suspect it's like trying to be an actor or a musician. You're just trying to do anything that'll pay the bills, that'll afford you those hours that you need. I wish everybody could just do what you really want to be doing so you don't feel like you're working.
I'm Rachel Morello in Miami.